The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, finally, I am in the mood for some of these emails. I have collectively collected a collection of emails where people write, Doctor, I just don't care. I really don't care. I don't care whether it has to do with health or politics or relationship. And I didn't like those emails when I first received them, because I get extremely nervous when somebody starts to write, I don't care, because immediately as a doctor, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, is this going to be a suicidal cry for help? Do I need to step in and intervene? You know, so I write them back, and I try to talk to them and get an idea about what they do care about, because when somebody is really apathetic and giving up from a medical standpoint, I have to worry about that. But now, kind of taking a look at these emails collectively. It's a nice collection. That's the word for the day. Collect. Yeah, like collecting my copays, right? When patients come in, which is something my staff needs to do, or I can't keep my doors open. But we aren't talking about money or me right now. Let's just talk about not caring. It's interesting, and I think I get it. You know, we had the election primaries, and I noticed myself look. And I just didn't really care that much either. And I'm worried about that. Okay. Cause I think when I care about something, I think my passion is very necessary for a lot of things, not for the world to turn. Nobody cares if Dr. Dahlia cares, but for things that I do in life, I have to have a passion for it. If I'm not really involved or mentally invested in it, it starts to go sour. And so I don't know if what I'm looking at with a lot of these emails is, honestly, we're bored of it, okay? Or B, we're just completely burned out. Now, we are in the summer. And what happens during the summer? Well, during the summer, allegedly or in theory, we're supposed to be taking some sort of a vacation. Now, I know. I'm actually going to be able to take a little time off. I was very, very fortunate to have worked something out. Financially, we really couldn't afford to go anywhere, but I was at a charity, and I bid on a trip to Hawaii. Not the fanciest sort of trip, but it was a trip, and I was bidding on it to help out the charity. Little did I think I was going to win it. So I was pretty, pretty lucky, because I got it for a great rate. I love those. I love those silent auction items, you know, where you bid on something. So in addition to you helping a charity out, you're actually getting something. It's cool. I mean, not the highest form of, giving in my religion, tzedakah. You're supposed to, you know, not get something for giving. You're supposed to want to give anyway. But, I mean, I already do that with a lot of other things. I don't feel guilty. I don't feel guilty about going to a silent auction, donating to the cause, and then getting a pretty good price. So I'm excited. So I'm going to take a week off. So I'm not that burned out, because I know I have that little bit of a break. But whether it's you being able to take a vacation or not, are we really burned out? You know, I tried to watch the Chuck Hagel congressional hearing. And, to me, it just starts to sound like blah, 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 blah. And I care about it. I'm interested in it. But I just don't have that fiery stick up my butt like I used to. Same thing with politics. I'm just kind of getting over it. And I think that's what I see a lot of you guys doing. Now, that makes me nervous because we're going to have a big, huge election in November and then another one a couple years from now. So I don't want you guys over it. I would rather address the apathy and see if we could get you guys to kind of clear your heads, deal with the burnout so you're not apathetic. I mean, I don't care what side you vote. I just want to make sure you vote. I don't like apathy. I understand if you're sick of politics. I understand if you're sick of politicians. I get that. I think we all are. But where we go wrong is where we as a country go, I just don't care. Because once other people in power think that you don't care, then they act a little bit more totalitarian. And I don't want that, okay? I want them to know that every single thing they do has to be accounted for. Now, I understand the military has to not, you know, they don't have to sit here and stop everything and ask Dr. Dahlia what I think. But as a whole, it would be nice for us to be able to pitch in and give our opinions. That's why we get to vote to begin with. So, you know, we're going to talk about what to do to deal and shake off this apathy. How to deal with this. You know what? I just don't give a crap anymore. I'm not willing to fight. I'm not willing to fight for my marriage. I'm not really willing to fight for my job anymore. Not willing to fight for this country. That makes me nervous. And if all it is just a case of burnout, okay, we could cure that. So we're going to talk about that this hour, all right? We're also going to talk about how diabetes has jumped to 29 million people now. All right, we were talking about how in Europe we're looking at about a third. We're here, we're just about here in America, a third of us having diabetes. Don't be throwing in the towel. We also have, this is going to be very fascinating, they think we're going to have a vaccination against heart attack. This is way cool. We're going to talk about this. They think they have an injection that is going to quote-unquote knock out a liver gene that raises cholesterol in our bloodstream, which could, in essence, prevent lots of heart attacks. A heart attack vaccine? Pretty damn cool. Then, this is a little concerning. Women who have lots of moles, especially on one of their arms, may be more at risk for breast cancer. So we're going to talk about the relationship between breast cancer and moles. That's a pretty interesting one. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Whether you have a question, a comment, no criticisms, all right, we are opening up the lines, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. Also, you can email us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. This is where most of my patients or my listeners email us. Hopefully not my patients, because, yeah, just in case I don't get back to them quick enough. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Guys, you're damn right I do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I really, really do appreciate it. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Myron writes, Doctor, I hate my job. Will Ritalin help? Do I have ADHD or am I just burned out? This is an example of the emails I'm getting. All right. I think collectively we could say A lot of us are getting burned out on everything, whether it's our job, whether it's our relationships, whether it's politics, whether it's handling our finances. So let's just shake it off. Everybody, let's just, okay, you know, let's just shake it off. That's the first thing I think we should do when we start feeling signs of burnout. Just everybody get up. Just kind of shake it off. Shake your tushy. I mean, I can't get up because I have to be by the microphone. Just shake it up. Shake it off. Shake it off. Just shake it. Shake it. Shake it. Yep. Yeah, I'm shaking. I'm not wearing the most constricting bra. I'm a shaking. Just, okay, let's shake it off. And the next thing I want us to do is admit, for those of us that are, okay, we're getting burned out. Okay? And there's a variety of ways you can do it, okay? You could just sit in a room and go, this sucks. Oh, my gosh, this sucks. You know, I do that a lot when bad things happen to me. You know, and thank God I haven't had anything horrible yet. But, you know, I seem to perceive that some of the things that happen on a daily basis of stressors are bad things. There's a big difference between something bad happening to you and a stressor. But some of us, we take all these stressors and look at it as, you know, God hates us. No, he doesn't hate us. Trust us. If we're alive and we're healthy and we're well and we have loved ones around us, we are blessed as can be. We just have some stressors. All right, so I mean, sometimes you just got to kind of stand out there, stand in the middle of the room, right, and just go, oh my gosh, this sucks. Just stop for a couple seconds and just do that. You could scream, you could sing, you could make weird sounds, you could shake it off. All right, I don't care how you do it, but make sure you're taking a nice whopping 60 seconds to do. Yeah, I used to do that in medical school. We would be studying and it was overwhelming and it was just too much. So, you know, you saw people, they're just kind of burning out. They're holding their head. They're not paying attention. So I would just get up and stand on the desk and go, this sucks. Am I the only one that thinks this sucks? This sucks. So everybody talks about how much it sucks. We shake it off. Okay, now let's do this. Let's do this right and let's get this done. It just kind of energizes you a little bit. Now, Forbes talks about burnout. It's very interesting. American Psychological Association's David Ballard, he's a psych D. He actually kind of gives us a definition of burnout. He describes job burnout, if we're looking at jobs, as an extended period of time where someone experiences exhaustion and a lack of interest in things, resulting in a decline of their job performance. And they say a lot of burnout really has to do with experiencing chronic stress. Remember, it's a safety mechanism. The reason why we burn out is because our body wants to mentally protect us from any more hits. If you become apathetic and you just don't give a damn anymore, you can't be psychologically hurt. Now, unfortunately, that's just a temporary band-aid because the wife may leave you, you may lose your job, and then all of a sudden you realize that you know, the rug was just pulled out from under you, and now your whole life is in turmoil, and then you go into a depression. So it's my job, as well as other, you know, psychologists, psychiatrists, family docs out there to step in and help you. I'm a family doc, but that's what we're here for. So what are some signs of burnout? Okay, well, you're exhausted. You just feel tired all the time. I can't tell you how many vitamin B12 levels I've been running on people and thyroid and mononucleosis tests I've been running on people. And I finally have to tell them, look, are you just burned out? Okay, you know, we're spending thousands of dollars on medical tests, and I think what's really, really wrong is you are just burned out. If you feel like you aren't very motivated, Forbes lists 10 signs of burnout, and they're right. You're just not motivated. You're like, really? I gotta go to work. I gotta get out of bed. I gotta move. You know, the lack of motivation. And again, this is okay. You know, if we don't identify it, we can't fix it. If you're kind of frustrated or cynical, you know, like the politics, you know, or like I'm watching, you know, I mean, does it really matter? We're screwed for the next how many years? This Obamacare stinks. The recession stinks. You know, the taxes are going up. You know, I can't work as much anymore. You know, a lot of us were just, you were very frustrated, very cynical. Now, there may be a sprout of hope, okay, coming around the next election, but we won't see it because we're frustrated and we're starting to be apathetic. Sometimes you'll also have cognitive problems. When I'm burned out, this happened in medical school. It wasn't that I was overly tired, but I would just, I mean, there was a guy on Ventura Boulevard that was parallel parking, so he stops quickly to parallel park. I hate that, how you're driving down a major street and then somebody slams on the brakes to parallel park because they find a parking spot, and then I hit him. You know, and I probably wouldn't have hit him, and I would have been more prepared for somebody doing something like that if I just wasn't as burned out. So cognition is a big issue. He was okay. He was a fender bender. It was fine. When your job performance starts to slip, okay, and you need to talk to your boss about that. You need to go, you know, look, okay, I want to do a good job, and I'm noticing I'm just not on fire. Can I take a break from this project? Can I maybe mix things up a lot? You always have me on the graphs and the tables. Can I do something a little different? Can you let me work on this project just temporarily, just to kind of mix things up a little bit, because I am getting burned out. Then when you get burned out, now you're withdrawn and you're apathetic to the family. Mom, dad, guess what? I got a D plus on my math instead of a D, you know, and rather than you going, oh my gosh, it's awesome, you're like, what, really, we're still dealing with the D's. Oh, my God. You know, and then you're grumpy with them. When you start to become apathetic, you start to not take care of yourself. You know, I'm just going to eat the junk food. Of course, when you eat the junk food, you start to feel more like crap. I'm not going to pluck my unibrow. Who cares if I have one eyebrow? Why do we have to have two eyebrows to begin with? You know, and you just start to not take care of yourself. How many of us ladies out there don't shave our legs when we feel this way? Yeah, and then you get depressed that now all of a sudden you have to brush and shave your legs and you're bleeding. Okay, all of a sudden. When you have to do that. Okay. When you're kind of burned out, your mind will still not be thinking of fun stuff. It's still going to be thinking about the stuff that stresses you. You know, you'll go out to dinner for someone's birthday, and it should be a really yummy birthday, and you're just not, you're not even liking it. You got like a real fancy plate in front of you, and you're just nah, nothing. And then unfortunately, burnout, we start to see health problems with it. So what do we do? All right, well, I already told you guys, okay, take that couple minutes, okay, and just kind of shake it off. Scream, dance around, put some music on. Music really helps me. When I start to get burned out, I put on a television show, or I put on some music, and I just kind of wiggle around and do something like that, or I sit on one of those rolly balls, or I play an instrument. Make sure you have set up couple minute breaks. That's extremely important. We talked about what to do at work. Okay, if everybody starts to burn out at work, make sure you guys have like a little contest going on. Okay, little fun things. Little fun contest. It could be something like, all right, at the beginning of the day, everybody put in a dollar. Okay, and there's going to be a wacky contest, all right, each day. Alright, and it could be the person who used the most periods in a sentence, when they were, I don't know, writing. It could be the person who used spell check the most, or, so I don't know, something like that. It could be these little wacky contests, and, or the least, I should say. And, the person who said, the least. So you have somebody that does an counter or something. Now, true, that may distract you from your work a little bit, but those are cool to have these little baby contests each day. And the winner gets the pot of the dollar bills. All right? And I mean, maybe only 10 of you play. That's an extra $10. That could be, I don't know, just little things you could do. Little things, okay? Let's have a 5-minute bitch session, where we just sit here and complain. Let's just sit there and gripe for 5 minutes. You guys want to do that? You want to just sit and gripe for 5 minutes? Make sure the boss isn't around? Things like that, okay? Make sure, again, you have some sort of relaxation, even if it's just a couple minutes. Make sure it's something you really, really like to do. Have something outside work, whether it's sports, whether it's a hobby, whether it's volunteering in the community. You need something you are excited about that really, really gets you excited. They also say you got to unplug. You got to get away from your computer and your cell phone and go, okay, I am shutting this off. Even if it's only for 10 minutes, it doesn't have to be for 2 hours, but even a 10-minute break, you got to eat right, you got to get enough sleep, you got to get organized, and you need to be able to say when enough is enough. That's burnout for you. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Woohoo! I know. Okay, come on. Get rid of the burnout. Okay? It's gonna get better. The problem is I do have to give you guys some medical news. So I need you guys to just kinda, just hold on just a little bit longer, okay? Alright, we'll be able to make this work. Oh, now all of a sudden my computer's burning out. Are you kidding me? Alright. They say moles may be the harbinger of higher breast cancer risk. This bugged me, this one, when I heard, but maybe there's something to it. They say the number of moles a woman has on her skin may hint at a risk of developing breast cancer. In two separate studies, American and French scientists found that the more moles a woman had, the greater her average risk of breast cancer. In one study, women with 15 or more moles on a single arm were 35% more likely to develop breast cancer than women with no moles. Now, that's interesting. You're like, wait a second. Okay, we got some melanin. We have the protection against the sun, but sun protects breast cancer. So if somebody has no moles because they're really not out into the sun, wouldn't they be at higher risk for breast cancer? So I get that. It's kind of like that, huh? Although I know really most of you are still out there going, I don't really care. I'm so burned out. Not really caring, Dr. Dahlia, not really caring. I know you're burned out. You're burned out. But you're still going to listen to this, okay? Because you're going to get over your burnout, and then you're going to be looking at your wife's arm or girlfriend's arm or your own arm and going, what? Anyway. Okay, they say the hormone is known to feed the growth and spread of many breast tumors, and there is also some evidence that it could also influence mole growth. Which hormone are we talking about? Estrogen. So estrogen causes some of our moles to get larger and darken during pregnancy. Oh, I know. If you think it sucks to have stretch marks and hemorrhoids and droopy boobs, now your moles are all darker and bigger. So they think this could be an estrogen issue. Okay, so some of you are like, well, let's just block the estrogen. If we block the estrogen, we don't have to worry about breast cancer, we don't have to worry about moles. Yeah, but what do you think makes us so juicy and supple and feminine and pretty? And I don't have a lot of estrogen. It doesn't sound like I did, do I? I know, I need more estrogen. My voice is too low. Man. All right. I know my voice is low when I try to sing, you know, to some of these, country singers that have low voices. And I'm like, no, you got to bring the track lower. Karaoke is always hard for me because, you know, they think, oh, this is a woman. So they have me up and I'm like, no, you got to bring it down low, right? Baby, lock them doors and turn them lights down low. I don't know. However they do it, I got to sing low. Anyway, okay. So they said they think this could be a lifetime exposure to estrogen that could be putting us at risk for breast cancer and lots of moles, becoming very, very moley. So apparently we have Dr. Furman telling women, don't panic. This is just a very interesting thing they found. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. But I'm more nervous. When I see somebody with multiple moles, I get really nervous about melanoma. You know, there's a patient we have right now that came to us after having fought her first couple bouts of melanoma. She thought, you know, it was all taken care of. I believe she sees a doctor in California that she sees regularly for melanoma, and apparently one cell made it to the brain. And it's very, very concerning. It's scary. So melanoma scares us because melanoma is one of the sneakiest bastards of all cancer out there. It is sneaky. So I don't like it. All right. Anyway, what they did is they looked at 74,000 female nurses. They were part of the long-term research project known as the Nurses Health Study. Back in 1986, the women were 40 to 65 years old. They were asked to count the number of moles on their left arm. Over the next 24 years, almost 5,500 women were diagnosed with breast cancer. And they found that the more moles a woman had on her arm, which to me is weird because you would think the more sun you get, the more you prevent breast cancer and colon cancer, etc. Because the Northern European, Northern American countries that are less sunny than the equator seem to have more breast cancer and colon cancer. But then again, it could also be genetic. We've talked about this. Then there was a second study where they followed 90,000 French women aged 40 to 65. The moles were linked to an increased risk only among women who develop breast cancer before menopause. So they think this could be an estrogen issue because what happens after menopause? Our estrogen goes down. So we'll keep you guys posted. Most importantly is to get your mammograms done regularly and to get those moles watched regularly. It's really not that difficult. It really isn't. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Over the break, one of you guys sent me this CNN health article saying no more excuses, take a day off. Okay, well, I don't want to talk about that anymore because we kind of already dealt with the whole burnout issue. But let me just say something about the taking a day off of work. Okay, because CNN was talking about you could be so stressed, you could be overworked, overwrought, take a day off. Here's my only problem about taking days off from work. Sometimes that can be more stressful than it ever began. And I'm not saying just for the employer, for the employee themselves. You know, one big thing I have to always deal with when I go out of town is what is not getting done and what I'm going to have to deal with when I get back. And that is extremely frustrating. And I do have some advice for you guys, and this is something that I need to work on better. You know, a lot of times what I do is I have my schedule so packed tight that as soon as I get back into town, I am jumping right into things. What I suggest you do is have a day off after you get back into town or back from your day off, all right? You take just a couple hours more than what you need, and then that can hopefully give you your catch-up, okay? I also suggest to some of you guys, let's talk about this, okay? Some of us that are getting burned out at work and some of us that are overwhelmed with work, one thing I notice is my catch-up on the weekend. I notice my Mondays go really, really well. But remember, this is just me. I'm a workaholic. If I have things pre-done on Sunday, so I'll go into the office myself, I'll get some stuff pre-done, I'll be all excited about it, and then Monday comes on, I'm like, okay, I don't have to be hit with this. Now, some of you, though, you're like, no, I want to think about nothing on my Sunday. I want to be completely free, and then I'll just deal with all the crap on Monday. For me, I'm different. And so figure out who you are also. If you are the type of person that's like, look, I can't stand Monday, I freak out about Monday, then figure out a way to like Monday. Maybe have it your favorite lunch. Okay, your favorite lunch. If it's a chicken salad with some cranberries or grapes or raisins in it with, I don't know, come up with your favorite lunch or something, I don't know, you look forward to. Maybe, you know how everybody seems to go out on a Friday night after work? Maybe you guys need to do that for Mondays. Maybe Monday night should be everybody's after work hangout night. Why not? Okay? You know, you guys could manipulate your work calendar very easily, the type of work you do, where your Monday could be your Friday. You know, one thing I always wanted to do, one of my dream weeks was having Wednesday off, where I would just have a day off in the middle of the week. Not so much a three-day weekend, but you got Monday and Tuesday you're working, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday I'm working, so I'm off Sunday and I'm off Wednesday. That would be like my dream retirement schedule, but I don't have that. Now, as your employer, okay, the big problem I'm noticing my staff is having is when they do take off, and some of them take off more frequently than I like and than I even think they want to even do, when they come back, the demand for, because remember, we're talking about patient charts, patient labs, etc. It's not that somebody else is so much going to do their work. A lot of times it doesn't. So when they come back, it's like, damn. And so just think about that before that, okay? But I understand why CNN did that. It makes some sense. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We are are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Apparently, a man in Arizona was arrested for shooting the moon. Apparently, this is in Prescott Valley, Arizona. If you've ever been to Prescott, it's gorgeous. Apparently, police responded to the home after a woman reported that her boyfriend had fired several shots from a handgun and still was armed Friday night, and he was shooting at the moon. I don't know what the moon has done. I understand a lot of people, believe that the moon, you know, manages our tides, and maybe he didn't think it was lit enough, but he was shooting at the moon. Okay, we've definitely had some crazies lately, and it scares me. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, it's interesting. I'm watching this story. Apparently, there was a waitress who apparently was given, like, I guess, like a $1,000 tip by a generous customer. I think this happened on Mother's Day. I'm not sure. And the waitress was working in a graveyard shift, North Carolina Waffle House. And she claims that she was told by her manager that because of a restaurant policy regarding tipping, she would not be allowed to collect on a $1,000 tip one of her customers left for her last month. Shayna Brown, 26 years old, I guess a single mother of three, works a couple part-time jobs. She was lucky enough to be awarded a $1,000 tip from one of her patrons. This was on Mother's Day. She was like, "Oh my gosh!" So the customer had told her, "I am going to bless you today." He was just trying to show that there were some good people out there. This is what Ms. Brown told Fox News. It was about 3:30 a.m. The man did not want to identify himself, left a $1,500 tip on his credit card, with $1,000 of it going to Brown and the other $500 to go to a haggard-looking woman at a nearby table. But the Waffle House manager refused to give her the cash, citing a restaurant policy against servers receiving large tips made on a credit card. I guess there's this rule that's in place. Now, okay, mind you, I could understand. Let me finish with this first. They say when a guest makes a tip of the size, it's our procedure to refund the tip amount and ask the guest to make the tip in either cash or a check. Okay, but apparently Brown had no way of getting in touch with the customer to ask if he would cut her a check, so the unidentified man's generous tip goes unclaimed. Yeah, so they can't find him, etc. Okay, now here's the thing. I understand that there are huge credit card fees. Okay, I get that. And so I notice now there's so many places we go to where they say, look, no credit card unless the amount is over a certain amount. For us, we usually get hit with like a $3 charge on some credit cards flat. And then for most of our credit card transactions, it's a percentage. And that percentage adds up. I mean, it's ridiculous how everybody nickels and dime vendors these days. And so, and then unfortunately, that charge then has to be passed down. Now, I don't charge extra for somebody using a regular credit card in the office. I do have to charge that $3 fee if somebody uses a credit card that gives us a $3 fee. So we're not making any profit by it. It just stinks that you have these. And the reason why there's these fees is, like, for example, Discover. Discover is one of my favorite credit cards to use as a customer because of that cash back. That cash back is great. However, as a vendor, it stinks because when somebody uses it, you pay more. So I can understand on one end the restaurant going, "Oh, wait a second, if this is a $1,000 credit card transaction, that's going to take, I don't know what the percentage could be, but that could be an extra $20, $30 out of their bottom line." Okay. The other thing I can understand is if a restaurant goes, wait a second, let's make sure this doesn't get disputed later before we turn around. Because, see, what would happen is your tips on credit card, you as a waitress, when I was a food server, whatever you received whatever you received by credit card as a tip, they would cash out that night. Because obviously they're getting the credit card deposit in their bank, so they have to give the cash. So if you're left a $7 tip, they'll give you the $7 cash because it goes into their account. Usually I would get tips of like a buck. I wasn't that good a waitress. But anyway, so I can understand them going, wait a second, before I turn around and hand you $1,000 out of the cash register, I need to know this isn't a setup. So I can understand there being a wait period. I get that. But give her the money. It's her tip. All right. So I'm not sure if there's lawyers involved. I haven't really gone, too far into this. But that's just one of those things where somebody tries to do something nice. But the way the situation is, you end up not being able to benefit from it. You know, like for example, you know, I told you, you know, we've had staff that go, you know, Dahlia, look, I had to take off a couple days last week. Let me make up the couple days this week. All right, I'll work, you know, after work, etc. I'll come in on Saturday and Sunday, do more work, let me do it. And as a boss, I'm like, oh my God, absolutely. This way you can make, you know, whatever hours up. Remember, I'm going to have to pay overtime. Okay, and when you pay overtime, then not only are you stuck with paying overtime, but now also if your insurance is based on, like, for example, your workers' comp, et cetera, based on salary. And, yeah, it may not be that much, but your employer gets spanked if you work over 40 hours. Okay? And somebody could also claim that you made them work over 40 hours, even if you paid them, that you forced them to work over 40 hours. Because of all the situation in play, somebody can't be nice and go, oh, hell yeah, just go ahead. Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead. Or if you want to be nice, to go, you know what? I'll just pay you for those extra hours for last week. Another employee could do you in. So it's like, you know, so you try to do something nice, and there's all these extra consequences, and it frustrates me. Now, this is exciting. We have here a possible injection/vaccine that slashes heart attack risk, they say, by up to 90%, and this could be available within 10 years. It knocks out a liver gene that they believe raises levels of cholesterol in the bloodstream. It's supposed to be a one-time injection that has been tested successfully on mice, reducing the blood concentrations of cholesterol in animals by 35 to 40% within days. Now, of course, this could have then the effect of helping prevent heart disease, stroke, etc. Heart attack is the number one killer of men and women. One in two men and one in three women past the age of 40 have heart attacks in their lifetimes, according to Dr. Kiran Musunuru. They said if you had a therapy that targeted the liver and changed the genome, and if it were totally safe, then in theory, this could be something like a vaccination. It would be a one-time thing that you would probably give. My guess is it would probably hit, I don't know, 20 or 30-year-olds, you know, because you want to stop the artery clogging early. This is probably one of the most fascinating things I've seen. The jab targets a liver gene called PCSK9, which is known to regulate levels of harmful cholesterol, known by scientists as low-density lipoprotein, which is your bad LDL. So if it regulates your bad LDL, and we believe that the bad LDL is the biggest culprit when it comes to heart disease, wow! Okay, let me see if we know who the company is, because that would be a great place to invest in stock. It's not sane. I'm sure we'll be able to find it. And again, I mean, the research is right now being done now, so they've got to find a company who was probably just going crazy to try to get this. I know, you know, could we later have vaccinations? I kind of get nervous. I mean, if we try to get rid of all diseases, then new diseases come. Okay, I mean, there's usually once you mess with nature, there's going to be something screwy. But listen, they said this would be something that may take about 10 years to get on the market, you know, and hopefully it's very gene specific. It only affects that gene. The problem is do we know what all the genes do? You know, it's not always one duty per one gene. But cool nonetheless. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY.
From hackers and identity. identity thieves to government spies, your online privacy has never been more at risk. Go to unseennow.com and learn how their unparalleled encryption tools can keep your communications totally secure. Unseennow.com offers email, chat, voice and video calling, and cloud storage all for free. It's never been more important to lock down your digital life, and now you can. Stop Big Brother in his tracks. Learn how at unseennow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.